We talked a little bit also about the issue of maintenance therapy after transplant, and you were alluding to the issue of using proteasome inhibitors in patients with high-risk disease. And one of the things we talked about was the use of exazimib as maintenance therapy, an oral longer-term therapy seeming to be very advantageous. What are the situations right now where you're using exazimib, and how do you find it tolerated, particularly in terms of GI issues?
Exazimib being oral, being a weekly treatment, is actually an ideal drug for sort of maintenance treatment for myeloma. And, you know, there is the Tourmaline trial which looked at maintenance exazimib, compared it to no treatment. And although the data is not overtly impressive, you know, it did show a benefit in terms of a progression-free survival advantage. The place where I would think of using exazimib most is when I'm using bortezomib, for example, and my patient is unable to tolerate bortezomib for whatever reason, whether it's neuropathy, etc. I would have a very low threshold to switch to exazimib. In general, I've had patients stay on exazimib for years. It's extremely well tolerated. You did bring up the issue of GI toxicity. We occasionally will see GI toxicity in these patients, but in general, quite easy to manage this because it's a once a week dosing schedule. The other place where I do think I would consider using exazimib for sure is, you know, there is a subset of patients where I will use dual maintenance, and it's what I alluded to earlier on, is this high-risk patient population, which is the 414, 1416, and deletion 17P patients who need the proteasome inhibitor in addition to the lenalidomide. And when they are on this dual maintenance, if they can do an oral drug with the IMID, that would be the preferred way of using this in this high-risk patient population.
In terms of the standard risk patient, are there any patients who can avoid having to take lenalidomide maintenance, or in your hands, do all of them receive it?
I think that's a great question. And this is where I do think using testing like MRD in future clinical trials is going to help us identify who are the ones who don't need to be on anything. I think what we have learned from the IFM data set is you need to be on at least 1 year of therapy, maybe 2 years of therapy. And then if we can show, like how our CML colleagues have already shown us, is your MRD negative at year one, your MRD negative at 6 months after, or maybe a year after, and then consider stopping treatment. We've still not done that, and the teaching right now is lenalidomide up until progression. But using this MRD tool to de-escalate in a subset of patients, I think is going to be critical, because here's where, you know, giving these drugs does not come without toxicity. You do have to deal with second cancers, neutropenias, chronic diarrhea in certain situations. And if we can identify who are the patients who don't need to be in these drugs, is just as important as who are the ones who are actually going to do well with these drugs.